And anyway, I'm not depressed. I just feel like I'm in a thick, dark fog and everyone disappoints me and nothing works out. And what's the point of anything anyway? And before you ask, it's not because I'm not sleeping, okay? Because I'm getting 14 hours of sleep a night.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
One of my sons is running around with the remote control to Grandma Kiki's TV. Asking what channel Disney Junior is on. And I'm like, son, read the room. Read the room. He's like literally asking the firefighter. And then like my daughter is like showing the firefighter. She can't even speak it. She's like, Mimi, Mimi, Mira, Mimi, Mimi. She's speaking Spanish to the firefighter. And the firefighter like gets down on one knee. And he's like, that's a good girl. You know everything's going to be okay, right? I'm your new daddy now.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
2:30 in the morning!
Oh, yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and the co-host of this show, Chris and Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chris.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. I came up with a brilliant idea today.
You did?
Doesn't matter if you're in Florida. Buy tickets to the show anyway and support the cause. I was thinking, why not? Buy a ticket, $30. It's either that or Patreon. We're going to Patreon if you don't buy tickets. No, I'm kidding. I mean, you can, of course, but then we'll just sell the place out with nobody listening. I mean, that would be kind of weird, too. And we'll probably piss off the wait staff and the bartender.
That's true.
Yeah. I think that's how they make their money, actually. What if we sold the place out and no one was there? Hey, but listen, someone wants to drop 10 grand and rent the place out? I'll leave
we'll
the $1,000 tip.
Party.
I'll leave the $1,000 tip.
We're available for private events.
That's right. Available for private. On the low, low. On the low, low. I'm going to throw a third low in there. On the low, low, low. Oh, you don't even realize how cheap it is to get the commercial break to show up. You put us up at a semi-decent hotel.
Yeah, just a medium one.
Yeah, next to a Chili's and a Dave & Buster's. Chrissy and I will basically do the show for free. Chrissy needs a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
I need some Tiger Balm for my back.
That's
we're
a
good.
Rider.
Yeah, we're good. You put us up in an Embassy Suites near a Chili's, a Dave & Buster's, and a good massage parlor.
Or there.
And I'm not talking about the up-and-up massage parlors. I'm talking about those weird kind that always have the curtains closed. And some Tiger Balm and a good bottle of wine.
Yeah, we're there.
I'll come to your bar mitzvah. I don't give a shit. I swear to God I will. No agent. Don't even call my agent. This is under the table. I'm wondering when one of those Saudi Arabia guys is going to call us and be like, come on down, guys.
To Dubai?
Yeah, to Dubai. Seriously. I'm reading about those golfers and the musicians. And
oh, yeah. They
get
paid.
Millions and millions of dollars. Elaborate stage sets. All this other stuff to come and play for like an hour.
Right.
Right. At a wedding or something like that. I'll be happy to come make you laugh for much less than $1 million. I don't know if I'll be legally allowed into Dubai, but if I am. If you put me up at one of those hotels on the island, you know, the ones with no people on it? Yeah, I'll go there. Sure, why not? Hey.
We'd also go to Hilton Head Island.
I'd go to Hilton Head Island. Put me at that Holiday Inn that's been there since 83. They put great little coffee packets, the little shitty little coffee machines you can never seem to get in there. It's not even the kind with an actual, like, filter thing. Like, you know, you take it out. It's the kind where it's a disposable filter package. You put it in there. It sprays water all over the counter.
And then you have to fill it up in the bathroom.
Yes,
sink.
That's right. That's the best part.
You can barely fit it under there.
Meanwhile, it's all calcified and weird. And you're like, well, I do need coffee. I do have to take a shit this morning, so I guess I'll deal with it. Oh man, what a great
good
deal
times.
Of fun we have here at the commercial break. So if you're from Dubai or anywhere besides Florida, buy our tickets. Have us over. Shit, I'll do it for coffee and pancakes. I don't care. You tell me. Literally, if you text me and make me an offer to do a show for you, we will negotiate. I swear to God we will. We need the money.
Yes. Or we'll send Blue.
Oh, no. Blue got a haircut today.
I didn't see her when I came in.
Well, she just came in while we were doing this last thing that we were doing. These very important things that we were doing, rehearsing this show. She came in and she looks high and tight. She looks 60 pounds thinner. It's amazing how fat she looks with a big old fur, you know, coat on her. Meanwhile, it's August, 97 degrees outside, and we decide to get her a haircut right before fall.
I know there's even a little coolness in the air right now.
Actually,
I stepped outside last night because I wanted to look at the super blue moon, duper crazy.
Super duper crazy moon.
Yeah, yeah. And I couldn't see it, but it was from where we were.
It was cloudy, yeah.
But it felt so good.
It did. It feels nice outside right now.
Breeze.
It's in like the mid-60s.
That in the morning.
The sweet spot
that
right
is.
There. The mid-60s. Mm. And then even in the afternoons, it's not so blistering hot. It's still hot, but it's not blistering hot. And I took a walk up to the coffee shop today, and the old temperaturometer. You know, you get old. When you get old, you talk about the temperature. Just so go ahead and tune out for the next 3 minutes if you're under the age of 80. And then we'll be back with more interesting conversation later. But the old temperature monitor... thermometer said 79 degrees. It was just a lovely walk.
Ooh.
There was a breeze. It was lovely, cloudy, little
cloudy. We should enjoy it now because that's all there's going to be a heat dome in the Gulf.
Oh, there's going to be a heat dome?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
in the Gulf.
Yeah, why not?
We're not too far from the Gulf.
Why not? We're all dying slowly. We're all boiling slowly.
Yep.
Why not? I've been dealing with my mom. Those of you who listen to the show know my mom hasn't been well since she broke a leg back in February. And man, this has gone on for fucking ever. I mean, the orthopedic told us. He said, when older people fall like this, especially if they're already in some state of decomposition, that basically, you know, it can be really life-changing. You have to be careful. You got to really get on that rehab and make sure that it works. Well, for various reasons, it's not really worked all that well. And so I had to go rent my mom a lift.
Yeah.
A fucking Hoyer lift. Like one of those things where they cradle you and then lift you up. And I learned about the Hoyer lift that they actually put a hole in the bottom of it so you can shit.
Oh my God, really?
So they can like put you over the toilet and I just gonna let the poop fly? I'm not sure. God. It's like a cat hanging off the counter, shitting into a litter box. It's really weird. But okay, whatever.
Whatever you need to do.
Whatever you need to do. But man, in this rental place, it's a tiny little place. It's in like a strip mall, but like an older strip mall.
Oh, yeah.
Tiny little place. And you go in there and it's filled. You can barely walk in the place with like those hover rounds and those scoot arounds and the roustabouts and the chairs and the beds and the things. And there were so many people coming in. It took me, I don't know, half an hour to rent that lift. And there were so many people coming in and out of there, like, you know, buying things, looking at things, you know, checking out the rental prices. And I was like, wow, that's crazy. When this is the busiest place on this strip mall, is this fucking, you know, Heavenly Wheels and Deals or whatever it was, Wheels and Steals. I'm not sure what they call it.
Heavenly Wheels and Steals.
But I saw that hover around, and I think they still have that Wilford Brimley guy who passed away years ago as their spokesperson.
They went to the canyon, to the Grand Canyon.
Oh my God. I'm Wilford Brimley for Hover Around. Are you tired of sitting at home, not getting out there doing the things you used to do because of diabetes? Well, let me tell you, hover rounds changed my life, and it can change yours too. And then they show a picture of two people rolling up to the edge of the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, no rails, nothing.
No, why do that? God forbid the hover round breaks down and just goes flying off the Grand Canyon. Just imagine some old guy just like, oh!
I wonder if that has ever happened. Well, no, they have railing, right?
In most places, but the Grand Canyon, I don't know, it's called Grand for a reason. It's rather large, and they don't have railings everywhere. Actually, there are famous videos out there of people falling off the rim, what they call the upper rim, or out of the rim job, or whatever the fuck it is, I don't know. And there are videos, like on YouTube and stuff, of people falling hundreds and hundreds of feet down. There's one famous guy was like high on something. It's probably somebody I know. He was like high on, you know, ayahuasca, DMT, kratom. I don't know what the fuck. He was like high and he was talking to himself and then whoop, he's gone.
Oh.
And then everyone's filming him, screaming and yelling, you know, call the paramedics, call the paramedics. And he is down probably 100 feet on a ledge And he's like twitching. He's like, ah, I'm okay. It's like, oh, shit. Fuck. I mean, I've been to the Grand Canyon. You've been to the Grand Canyon?
I have no.
Oh, my God, Chrissy. There's. Listen, first of all, there should be no hover rounds allowed anywhere in the Grand Canyon because there's a lot of places where there are no railings. Second of all, it is truly one of the most amazing things you will ever see with your two eyes. It's hard to imagine how big it is. Pictures and videos just don't do it justice. Mm-hmm. You know what does it justice? Fly over it. Fly over it, and then you'll see just how big it is.
Right.
But when you get there,
I could never get Jeff to do that.
Crazy. Why?
Yeah, he would not like that.
He's afraid of heights?
Yes.
So he wouldn't go anywhere near the Grand Canyon? I'm afraid of heights, too.
Well, he's afraid of other people falling.
Oh, he's afraid of other people falling?
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't take him to the Grand Canyon, because apparently it happens all the time. They're filming fucking hover-around commercials up there. Yeah, they'll film a hover-around commercial with parachutes on those people's backs. I mean, honestly, those hover-around commercials back in the 90s and early 2000s were famous for that shot of those two people hanging out near the edge of the Grand Canyon. And it's like, first of all, if you're in a fucking hover-around, you're probably not at the Grand Canyon. You know what I'm saying? Those aren't your aspirations. Your aspirations are to get to the fucking black-eyed pea restaurant by 5 p.m. for the discount. Yeah. Because it's just like, you shouldn't be scooting around the Grand Canyon. Those should be for able-bodied people only. That's seriously.
Scooting.
You shouldn't be scooting around. It should be for able-bodied people. And I'm not saying, I want to be clear about this. I don't want to make fun, but you shouldn't get anywhere close to the edge of that if you're in a scooter. Yeah. That's for fucking damn sure. What happens if something goes wrong? You press the button on accident, you know, the electrical short.
Yeah, the rock gets caught.
Rock gets caught in the tire. Yep. You flip over. I don't know. There's a myriad of things that can happen when you're driving a hover around. And Wilford Brimley ain't going to be there to save you because the guy's already passed on. He's already in the Great Grand Canyon in the sky. So Wilford's not going to be there to save you. It is immensely big and immensely deep. I mean, a mile. We all know this. A mile wide, a mile deep. And it's hard to imagine what a mile down looks like until you get to the Grand Canyon. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the most beautiful things on earth.
I remember building models of them when I was in school. You know, you had to build those.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, no, not me. I just did those shitty volcanoes.
The volcanoes.
With paper mache. Yeah. That my parents never, I mean, my dad maybe. It kind of helped me like mix up the paper mache, the glue in the water or whatever.
That was a pain in the ass.
Yeah, but and then I would just slop it on. I had, whenever we never did Grand Canyon. I wish we had done that. But what we did do is those volcanoes. And I think we did them like 3 years in a row. And then you had to go into the science fair and I didn't know what else to do. So I did yet another volcano. But my volcano was terrible. It just looked like a mound of mashed potatoes. And I could never get it to, like, you know, kind of ooze over the right way.
Oh,
it was terrible. But Grand Canyon sounds cool. I wish I had done a Grand Canyon.
Yeah, doing little models of that.
If I had done a Grand Canyon, then I wouldn't have had any oozing problems. Speaking of oozing problems and my mother. So my mother's getting this Hoyer lift. She's got the lift. She's in place. Then they decide she can't use the lift. She needs a bed. And then I got to go back and rent the bed. I mean, these places are really busy. I think I know what we need to do.
Yeah.
Is open ourselves a hover round. That's what we need to do.
Wheels and steels?
Wheels and steels. Heavenly wheels and deals. We're wheeling and dealing down at Heavenly Wheels.
I'll do the commercial.
Yes. Please do.
Come on down.
Come on down to Heavenly Wheels and Deals. You too can have a hover round for $19.99 a day.
We're cutting prices to the bone.
We're cutting prices to the bone. Here at Cranky's Wheels, Deals, and Men's Health Clinic. We'll get you right as rain. We'll have you zipping down the hallway with a heart on. We rent penis pumps. We sell White Brian 3000. We have hover rounds where we took the governor off. You know what I'm saying? Fuck Wilford Brimley. You'll be jumping the Grand Canyon with your hover round and your boner. Oh my God.
We need to open one up.
We certainly do.
All that aging population, I keep reading about that. You know, everybody's aging.
Us. Yeah, us. What are we going to do when they're playing Alice in Chains in the retirement? I'm the man in the box. I can't taste my food, Judy. I said I need a second helping of mashed taters. Buried in my shit. Do you have any third eye blind? We've been playing maybe Man in the should, Box for 3 days.
Maybe we should prepare and go ahead and start working on our playlist.
Oh, yeah.
For that the time playlist. In our life.
Oh, don't worry. There's going to be Sirius XM. We'll have them covered. The oldies station on Sirius XM. Playing your favorites from Pearl Jam to Blink 182.
The oldies.
I swear to God, Chrissy, I went to my mom's place the other day when and there was a guy that was like scooting himself to lunch, and he had a full on. He was wearing sweatsuits and a t-shirt and like a hat, and he had a full on erection. I swear to God,
he was getting his meds.
Oh, his dick showed up to the dining room like 3 minutes before he did. First of all, I was impressed. Second of all, I was like, wow. This is what happens when they just make, you know, they tell you it takes Cialis every day, you know, and you don't know what's going on. You're all confused, but you got a hard on at lunch.
It's a sexy time of day.
That's it. See, getting old is like, it's like aging in reverse. You just get young, but your skin is falling off. But you know what I'm saying? Like everything's falling apart. Your skin's falling off. But that's what it's like when you get to that certain age, when you're like in your 80s or in your 90s, which I hope. Listen, like I've said to you before, 82, 83, I'm perfectly fine. 82, 83, I'm good. Check me out. My children will be old enough to sustain their own lives. You know, maybe they'll be married. Maybe they'll have children. Maybe marriage and children won't be a thing then. I don't know. But at least they'll have gotten out of my house by then. I think. Let me do the math. I think. That's just a short 10 years from now. But 82, 83, 84, unless they have some magic potion, lotion, something that all of a sudden
they might
makes you
be
younger.
With all the AI stuff, that is something that I think is going to change a lot quickly.
Well, what is clear,
it's healthcare.
Yeah, what is clear to me is that 70 years old now is not what 70 years old was even back in the 70s or 80s. Mm-hmm. It's a whole different animal.
Yeah.
I mean, my parents are in their 70s, and at least a few of them are doing really well. They look great. They're active.
My dad,
they're zipping around the lake. I mean, my dad's zipping around the lake.
Yeah, dad too.
Jeez.
I know. I just yesterday I said, Dad, I will help you because he wants to go to the Blue Ridge Mountains, and he's like, I don't know how to do it. Like, where do? He's used to the travel agent coming into their community and having everything set out. So I said, I'll help you. And he's like, I was like, we need to do this on the phone, though. I'll tell you the website to go to. Let's look at it. I don't know all the options, the things you want, what time of year, anything. He said, well, I'm in Madison today, and we might be here all day. And then also tonight we have a party.
Jeez.
He's like, retired life is busy.
Yeah, it really is.
Well, good for you. I was like, enjoy your day.
Enjoy your
Please,
day.
Please, enjoy yourself.
Please enjoy yourself. Because
best to you.
I understand now what it's like to go through like your non-formative years, like your middle ages, right? With children and a family and how hard that is.
Yeah.
And how you don't get any fucking time to yourself. Listen, Astrid and I made a joke last night. We went to yet another parent-teacher conference. And I swear to God, we had to get my brother babysat. My brother and his girlfriend babysat with the kids. And so we were gone for like an hour and a half. And I said, honey, our date nights have turned. Our date nights are now parent-teacher conferences. That's what it is. We're wasting this good babysitting time on fucking parent-teacher conferences. Where, God bless America, they don't share much information you actually need to know. I mean, we've had kids at this school for a long time, at this preschool for a long time.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, we already know this, but you want to go and you want to be supportive. You want to be an active parent. You
right.
You
don't want to be the one that's like, now can't.
Well, listen, one of my kids has like 20 kids in the total class, and there were like six parents there. Yeah. And I was like, and they're all new to the school, of course. And I'm like, except for one of them. And I'm like, where are all the other shitheads? You guys, what the fuck? I mean, come on. If I got to be here, you got to be here too. Honestly. Honestly, if I got to suffer, everybody else has got to suffer too. I want names and phone numbers of people that didn't show up. I want to call them and tell them.
Oh, the next birthday party. You're going to be like, I didn't see you there.
Oh, the birthday parties. It's birthday party time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's birthday. The invites and the non-invites. And yeah, for the first time, I think we got snubbed. And I think
there's no way.
We did. We got snubbed. Or it was a very weird oversight, but we got snubbed. But then my wife and I were, Esther and I were talking about it. Like, who fucking cares?
Honestly, yeah, you're like, cares? Actually, good.
Yeah, they weren't our friends anyway. Were they? They probably were.
We thought they were.
We thought they were.
We thought they liked us.
All right. I have a funny story to tell about my mom and the senior citizen home, the retirement village that she lives in. But let's take a break because, you know, we got to do that. Let's pay some bills and then we'll be back.
Oh my God, Christina, you're an icon and a legend. That's my impression of you when I tell you that you can officially get tickets to come see us in Florida. We'll be at Dania Beach Improv on September 24th and the Funny Bone Orlando on September 25th. And both of those links are already in the show notes. So come see us and giggle your way into our little hearts. If you can't make it to Florida to win our love, don't worry, we're easy. All it takes is to follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at TCB Podcast. Or you can text us at 212-433-3TCB. And check out our website, tcbpodcast.com, for all of our audio video content and any sneaky links we might share.
All right, so Mom falls the other day. And she said this on the show before. She's a bigger lady. And so she falls two times in 24 hours. We have to have the fire department out there to get her up into a safe position. And as soon as I heard about this, we run over to make sure she's okay and bring her some stuff or whatever. And she needs to get out of a wheelchair and into her like normal chair where she like her reclining chair where she sits and watches TV for the day.
QVC.
But we can't. Yeah, QVC. That's right. That fucking QVC. Swear to God, I'm going to take that thing off. I can't take it off her TV. I tried, but I can't take it off her TV. My mom is addicted to QVC, and she will not order one. She will order 10 different sizes and 10 different colors of the same fucking thing and then never return them. And I'm like, Mom, what are you doing? And she's like, I don't know. And I'm like, yes, you do. Stop it. Anyway, we can't lift her up into the chair. There's like a number of us, but we just can't safely do it. So I got to call. So now I have to call the fire department. She goes to the emergency room. We're there.
How did you call the fire department specifically?
911. I tried to call non-emergency.
Okay, yeah.
But they told me to call 911. They were like, well, if you need this kind of assistance, you just go ahead and dial emergency services. So then, like, I'm trying to, you know, 911, here's how it goes. Ready?
Yeah.
Anytime you call 911.
Main Street Emergency. What is the address of your emergency?
And you're like, you know, 12347 Schmidt Street.
What's your name?
Brian Green.
What's your phone number?
772-444-4444.
Can you repeat the address of the emergency?
12344. This is Schmidt Street.
Your name again, one more time.
Brian Green.
For the record, can you give me your phone number one more time?
You already have it because I know you're tracking my phone now. For God's sakes, right?
What is the nature of the emergency?
It's not really an emergency.
Please share what the nature of the emergency is, and I will determine whether or not it's an emergency.
Okay, my mom fell.
Is she on the floor right now?
Sir, hold on one second. She fell on the floor yesterday.
She been on the floor the entire time?
Hold on, wait one second. Just hold on. Let me tell you the story.
Sir, is she breathing?
Yes, she's breathing. She's fine. She's in a chair.
You said she was on the floor?
No, she was on the floor yesterday.
But she's not there anymore?
No.
You lifted her up while you're talking on the phone?
No.
Sir, what is the emergency?
My mom.
I'm trying to tell you.
We can't get my mom from one chair to another.
I'm not sure this is an emergency. Has she tried to stand up?
Yes.
Did she get herself into the chair?
No, or I wouldn't be calling you.
Sir, please stay on the line. I'm sending paramedics and ambulance. I'm sending paramedics and firefighters. Please stay on the line. I'm going to give you further instructions. Is she breathing?
Yes, I already said that.
Is she pale?
No.
Are her feet or legs on fire?
No.
Has her eyeballs fallen out?
No.
Have you given her CPR?
Not yet, but if I stay on the phone with you, I might get to that point.
Sir, what I need you to do is make sure that she stays well alert and breathing. Do not allow her to have any food or drink for the next until the firefighters arrive. Sir, I also need to make sure you're monitoring her heart rate. Sir, I also need you to make sure she's warm and comfortable. Sir, I also need you to make sure that she has a good book with her in case she has to wait at the emergency room. Sir, now you have to make sure you have a straw with you in case you have to do an appendectomy.
And I'm like, there's not an emergency. I don't want anybody rushing here. It's just – and.
Sir, let the firefighters determine whether or not it's an emergency. Thank you.
And I'm like, God, you're an asshole. Stop. I mean, I know this is a tough job.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a tough job when you – especially when you have shitheads like me calling saying, I can't lift my mom out of the chair, right? I mean, but what else do
what
I do?
You do?
When you're stuck, you're stuck. And I felt like it was the right thing. Firefighters come. Paramedics come. You know, paramedics are there first. She's fine. She's breathing. Everything's fine. You know, she's just sitting in the chair. We can't get her up. And she's got these huge swollen knees because she fell earlier. So I'm like, and so the paramedics are like, so what do we want to take her to the emergency room for? And I'm like, for the swollen knees. And because maybe she needs to stay there for a couple days until she can get back on her feet, because it's really dangerous for her to just be sitting here without any mobility whatsoever. And so the paramedic says to me, gotcha. That is definitely a reason to send her to the hospital. So let's do that. Right. And so Astrid's there with all the kids. You know, I got 75 kids running around.
And
honestly, there are five huge firefighters that are awful cute, and I'm Astrid staring at them. They're all Glenn Powell-like,
yeah.
Right? And here I am with my dad bod, wearing my Sunday best, you know, shorts from 1922 and ripped T-shirt, smelling like a horse because I've been running around trying to help my mom, and here come these... firefighters with mustaches and big bags on their back. And they're like, don't worry, sir. We got this. We also have very strong dicks in case we need to lift her. As a matter of fact, three out of the five of us have erections right now, just in case we have to use them to lift her into position. And I'm like, holy shit. God damn it. I shouldn't have called the fire department. So Astrid's staring at the firefighters. One of my sons is running around with a remote control to Grandma Kiki's TV. Asking what channel Disney Junior is on. And I'm like, son, read the room. Read the room. He's like literally asking the firefighter. And then like my daughter is like showing the firefighter. She can't even speak it. She's like, Mimi, Mimi, Mira, Mimi, Mimi. She's speaking Spanish to the firefighter. And the firefighter like gets down on one knee. And he's like, that's a good girl. You know everything's going to be okay, right? I'm your new daddy now. Your dad has to come live at this place for a little while, and I'll be your new daddy.
Yes.
Your mommy's in good, strong hands with me. Your daddy's not living up to the right expectations. That's why he had to call us. So now we're all going to be your new daddy, and we're going to be her new daddy, too. We're your mommy's new daddy also. Don't worry.
Your dad's going to have to live here for a little while.
Your dad lost his man card. We're going to help him find it. Don't be scared. He may not come back to your house or our house. But we'll send pictures and videos. Don't worry. So they take my mom. I tell Astrid, you go home. We're all in one car. I'm like, go home. Like, this is not we don't need the kids at the hospital. That's just a bad idea. Like,
yeah.
The kids are already destructive enough. We don't need them running around, people's heads falling off their shoulders and arms broken in weird ways. I'm like, just take them home. And so then she leaves, and then they're strapping my mom onto the gurney. And I'm like, I thought to myself, oh shit, how do I get to the hospital? So there's like two young paramedics and a female and a male. And so I say, ma'am, can I take a ride with you in the ambulance? And she looks at her partner, and I was like, because my wife took the car. And she's like being sympathetic. She's like, his wife took the car. Can we just give him a lift? And yeah. He's like, yeah, but he'll have to sit up front, right?
Right.
And so, okay.
I had to do that one time Jeff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And so I guess it's a policy that they actually don't let you go in the ambulance, I'm sure, unless it's some kind of, like, you might die on the way there and somebody, a loved one needs to be there.
No, I was sitting in the front, too.
Yeah. So I was sitting in the front of this ambulance. And so, you know, this young.
Kind of interesting.
It's very interesting.
Being inside there.
Yeah, you hear all the, you know, noises. But there weren't any, there were no
sirens.
Turn
on the sirens.
Yeah, she wouldn't do that. I told her, too. I said, can we turn on the sirens?
Can I turn on the sirens?
Yeah. And she was like, I don't think
what channel's Disney Junior?
Yeah, what channel's Disney Junior? You can ask your daddy when you see him at the funeral. So we're riding there, and I said, you know, I feel really bad about this. Like, you know, this is terrible. I should have never called 911. I'm sorry to waste your time like this. And she goes, no. Don't even worry about it. This is on Saturday, Sunday. And she says, you wouldn't believe the phone calls that weekend.
Oh, I can only imagine.
Every weekend. She goes, it's an 18-year-old that's had too much to drink. It's someone that's high on mushrooms that thinks that, you know, their arm's coming off. It's, you know, someone that is detoxing from opiates. She goes, it's all kind of crazy stuff, especially when it gets late at night. I said, what's the craziest phone call you've gotten this weekend, or the craziest call you went on this weekend? Literally, someone called because they could not reach the remote control.
What?
Because they were so twisted up, they couldn't get to the remote control. And I said, was that my mom? And she's like, no. She said someone had smoked too much pot. They were like melted into the couch.
Oh, God.
A younger person. And they couldn't reach the remote control. And they felt like that was an emergency. So they called 911. Of course, when you call 911, they're going to dispatch for anything, because that's what they have to do. It's a liability if they don't. So she said, we walked in, we had to, you know, open the firefighters had to crack open the door.
Oh my God, they had to like bust open the door.
And then she said, we get in there and it's this kid, basically, this young man who's high as shit and he's melted into the couch and the TV's on very loud on a station that he doesn't want and he can't reach the remote control. And he thought his arms were longer or something along those lines, right? His arms had shortened up or something. And so they basically took some cookies from his kitchen and put it down near him and gave him the remote and was like, don't call again or you're going to be charged with misusing 911.
Exactly. The cookies could have been the problem, though.
Well, they wanted to get something in his stomach, I guess, was the point. They were trying to, like, you know, sober him up a little bit. So anyway, so we get to the hospital and, you know, my mom's like unintentionally yelling. She's not like yelling at people. She's just like, honey, are they going to give me some pain medication? And you can hear it down the hallway. I'm like, Mom, you don't have to say it so loud. And she's like, I'm in so much pain. And I'm like, are you really hurting that badly? I don't know, but I think if I had some pain medication, everything would be better. I'm like, okay, you don't have to yell. So the nurse comes in. My mom asks her for pain medication 6 times in the first 2 minutes is in there. And so finally I'm like, Mom, you already asked her. I did. Yes, you did. Stop. You don't need to do that. And my mom's not like a pain medication junkie.
No.
Like, she doesn't take pain medication. So I don't know why she's asking for it, but she thinks that it's
the solution.
The solution to all of her problems. So the only chair in the room is the one that is like right down at the end of her feet. You know what I'm saying?
The one that can recline if you have to stay in there?
No. Oh, this is like an emergency room like a little triage room. But they put her back there immediately because she can't sit or walk. They'd have to transfer her. So they push the gurney back into this room. So her legs are like right in front of my face, like 2 feet from my face, 3 feet from my face. And so what I didn't realize until right that moment when we were there is that her nursing assistant that she has inside that place was trying to get her up into her chair, partly because she needed her to sit in that chair. But the other part was she needed to put on her underwear. So my mom.
Oh, God.
So when they take off the blanket to do the checks for my mom's legs and stuff, there it is, high and tight, my mom's cooter.
Oh, God.
It's a cooter computer right there. I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah, the things you see. I know. I saw my grandfather, too, when they were trying to,
I mean.
You have to just look away.
Yes, every cooter is beautiful in its own lovely way. All vulvas are lovely. I came out of that vulva. I should be happy about it. But there's just something about someone that you know.
Yeah.
It's not, it's an instant turnoff. It's an instant like, oh my God, I did not need to see that. That is not what I wanted to, that was not my bingo card.
Yeah, an older family member. No. Yeah.
Chrissy, 82-83. I'm telling you, hover around me right off the Grand Canyon. That's what I want.
I like that idea.
I do like that idea.
I was talking about being shot off over a yacht.
Yeah.
Yeah. But maybe the Grand Canyon.
Grand Canyon. Just hover around, take the governor off, 30, 40 miles per hour, just shoot me off the canyon. Yeah. And I would be happy. I'd just be like, wee! Yeah. Just a couple seconds to get my, you know, to think about the last thoughts of people that I love, and then splat, it's done. Don't worry about it. This was a disturbing visit to the ER. It really was like, oh my gosh, I just saw my mom's scooter. So the lady comes in and she gives her you know, this nurse, by the way, has a mask on. Under the she's an attractive young lady,
right?
An attractive young nurse, and she's but with a mask on, and but you can still see that, you know, her silhouette and her very extraordinarily tight
scrubs.
Like, nobody else in the place has these kind of scrubs. These are designer scrubs. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're like spandex scrubs.
Lululemon scrubs.
Lululemon scrubs, that's right. And she comes in, but she's a little fussy. Like, she's not the nicest of people, I guess, you know, and my mom's yelling at her, I guess, doesn't help the situation.
Right. I need Bane.
Yes, and by the way, she's on the crazy wing of the emergency room because there's a guy detoxing from alcohol that keeps on saying, help, help, and he doesn't need help. And so she gives my mom a Percocet and some ibuprofen. And my mom goes, oh, I thought you were going to put it in my arm. And she's like, no, you don't need that kind of pain medication. Not right now. Like, let's just start with this and then we'll see where we go. And so my mom takes it. She gives her a drink of water. She takes it. That lady is not 1 foot outside the door. Is she going to get me some pain medication? And I'm like, Mom, you just took the pain medication. I did. And I'm like, yes, you did. You didn't know that? I just thought I was just taking a sip of water. And I'm like, Jesus, Mom, what have you been taking today? You're all out of sorts. For God's sakes, Mother. My brother comes a couple hours into this whole ordeal. I'm just sitting at the end of the – I've now turned my chair
right,
like toward the sink. I'm not looking at the sink. And I'm just like, you know, I don't know what I'm doing, flipping through Instagram, anything but looking in that direction. I'm just like, oh, my God. So Kevin comes in a couple hours later. And so now my mom's yelling at Kevin. Like, not yelling, but yelling at Kevin.
Yes.
And we're all
speaking in a yelling voice.
Yes. Speaking in a very loud tone of voice. I mean, when I went to the bathroom and she was talking to Kevin, I could hear her in the pisser and I was two hallways away and I could hear her. You know, it's just hospitals, just they echo and you can hear everything.
Yeah.
So I can hear her and I'm half embarrassed and half think it's funny. And I'm having a hard time deciding how I'm feeling about this whole situation, but it's irritating me.
Yeah.
So Kevin comes in and we start talking about how my mom got in this mess and how we're going to get her out of this mess and what can we do. And, you know, and my mom's like, well, I'm doing a lot better than half the people in that place. I mean, for God's sakes, they can't even eat. And I'm like, you can't even get down to eat. What are you talking about? At least they're sitting at the table. For God's sakes, Mom, we got to get you out of this mess. You got to PT hard, Mom. You got to work those weights. You got to get it done. You got to lift your legs. You got to start walking or you're going to be falling all the time. And then it's going to be a problem. And my mom's like, well, you don't even understand. I mean, people go to the hospital all the time over there. One of the things I noticed is that when they were pushing my mom out of this place in a gurney, strapped up, five firefighters, two paramedics, is that not one, it was lunchtime, but not one person turned their head. Not
it's
one.
It's a regular occurrence.
Either it's a regular occurrence or they're afraid someone's dead and they don't want to see.
They don't want to know.
They don't want to see. But they are pushing her out and not one person turns. Now my mom starts making this argument that at least she's better off than a lot of other people that have to go to the hospital. You know, blah, 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 blah. And then she tells a story that is unbelievably horrifying, gross, and fascinating all at the same time. And I'm going to share that story with you
up next
when we get back. It's one of the best things my mom's – one of the best stories my mom's ever told ever. I'll share it with you when we get back.
Okay.
You already know who it is. Christina here to keep you actually informed, unlike some people we know. Brian. I've got certified, verified, factual information about our Florida shows, so listen up. We are coming to Dania Beach Improv on Tuesday, September 24th, and The Funny Bone in Orlando on Wednesday, September 25th. And links to those tickets are in the show notes, so go get them. In other completely new and interesting news, you should follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at TCB Podcast. And, of course, go to our website, tcbpodcast.com, for all of our audio and video content. And finally, if you want to tell Brian and Chrissy that I am a pretty, pretty princess or that you hate me, text us or leave us a voicemail at 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. Bye!
All right, so here we are in the emergency room. It's Kevin, it's Kevin's girlfriend, Carrie Ann, and it's me. in the room, like crowded in the room with my mom. And, you know, laughter and comedy is like part of our lives. Like,
yeah.
It's just, there's been a lot there's been a lot of sadness and twists and just like anybody else's life. You know, pain is about perspective and everyone has pain in their own way. And so some people choose to, you know, bury their head in the sand. Some people get super depressed about it. Sometimes it's super dramatic. And we just tend to deal with it by laughing about it. We make a joke about everything.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've noticed.
Right.
So my mom is sitting there and we are telling my mom, you gotta like really work hard to get yourself back up on your feet because or else you're going to be stuck in that chair and that's not going to be good and blah, 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 blah. And her argument back is, at least I'm not as bad off as some other people at the facility, blah, 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 blah. And we're trying to like, who's worse off at the facility, mom?
Well, there's Judy and she's got to wear oxygen.
And I'm like, well, yeah, but at least she's walking around the place. Yeah.
And there's Bill and his teeth keep falling out of the table.
And I'm like, well, at least he's at the table. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to like tell my mom, it's not all shits and giggles with you either. You got to get up and get walking.
And she goes, well, at least it's not like Jane.
And we're like, oh, who's Jane? Like, you know, Jane from Ohio. And I'm like, okay, yeah. My mom always indicates who someone's from. Like, that's her way of, I don't know. It's like her way of remembering, I guess. You know, Jane from Ohio. She always has to tell you where people are from. And I'm like, I don't know Jane from Ohio. Okay, mom, what about Jane from Ohio?
It's kind of like when you're a freshman in college and then you know, you're meeting people from different areas.
Yes, yes. Or you're like at a conference. Yeah, the guy from Indiana.
Yeah, yeah.
That company that, you know, oh, that's, you know, Brian from, you know, Odyssey or whatever. You know,
yes.
It's like a little note in your head you feel compelled to repeat. And so I say, okay, whatever, Jane from Ohio, what's going on with Jane?
Well, a couple of weeks ago, she had to go to the hospital. They had to take her to the emergency room. You won't believe what happened to her.
And I'm like, well, what happened to her, mom? And she's like, she got a vibrator stuck in her hoo-hoo. And I'm like, what? How old is Jane?
She's 87.
And I was like, wait, there's a lady at your place that's 87 years old? That got a vibrator stuck in her chucha, and she's like, that's right, and it was on.
And I go, how in the world do you know this? Did they announce that before she was being wheeled out? Was she vibrating? Could you hear it?
And she's like, no, she told everybody as a cautionary tale. And I'm like, a cautionary tale?
PSA?
PSA. Don't leave your vibrator on when you're doing it? I don't know. And I'm like, how did she get it stuck up there, mom?
Well, you know, she was masturbating.
And I was like, did she tell everybody that too? Yes.
Well, that is what you do.
Well, yeah. I mean, what are you using the vibrator for? Clean your teeth?
Not your back.
Yeah. It's not a back massager. And I was like, wait. So an 87-year-old woman was masturbating and got her vibrator stuck in her chucha all the way up there while it was on.
That's right. And they had to go in and take it out. And she said it was really uncomfortable. And I'm like, I'm sure it was.
Well, Judy saw, what's his name, scooting around with a heart on.
That's right.
She got to work in her
room. That's right. Bill from Poughkeepsie was running around with his fucking half hard. And she was like, gotta get to it. Knock one out real quick. Oh no, where did it go? Watching Judge Judy, it just popped right up there. I mean, for God's sakes. First of all, impressed that an 87-year-old woman is still knocking it out with toys.
Mm-hmm.
With toys.
Yeah, you gotta do it.
Well, listen, if I make it to 87, I still hope I'm, you know, knocking it out. I hope. One can only wish.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you hear that as you get older, your libido goes. But counterintuitively or counter-programming to that is that places like the Villages and retirement homes are experiencing an explosion in STDs.
Yes.
Because of new medicines that allow people to be sexually active. Well, I mean, hormone replacement therapy, Cialis, Viagra, Just For Hers, or whatever that, the female Viagra
surgeries,
that's out there.
Surgeries, getting everything tightened back up.
Yeah, shit, you're getting your vagioplasty or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're looking, you know, your vag looks like it's 18 years old, and people are knocking it out left and right. And so they are actually having to hand out condoms at places like the Villages and retirement homes to try and cut down on the amount.
At the Olympic Villages
and at the Villages. That's right. The Olympic Villages and the regular Villages. It's crazy. So if I make it to my 80s, I am hoping that there's science and technology. We'll all be wearing that Mark Zuckerberg, you know, metaverse
yeah.
you know, helmet whacking off to, you know, sexy 28-year-old. I was like, Can you imagine
being... Well, you know, I mean, we've always said, too, once we get to that age, we're just going to go crazy and take the drugs, too.
Well, that's it.
You know,
that's
my plan. High yeah. on cocaine.
That is my plan.
Can have an orgy.
I cannot wait, honestly. I cannot wait. Get these kids off to college or whatever they choose to do in their life, gap life, if they go the gap life route like I did. I don't know. But whatever they choose to do. Whatever they choose to do, I am then just going to spend the rest of my life hitting it so hard. There's a guy on my Instagram, and I don't know how I got to him, why I'm following him. I have no idea. He was like pretend running for mayor of New York. He's one of these guys.
Oh.
He's got a wig on, right? Like a wig, but like a Rod Stewart back in the 70s kind of wig. You know what I'm saying?
Blonde, spiky, yes, shaggy.
Blonde, spiky, shaggy. That's right. Exactly. You know what I'm talking yeah. about. He is as tan as they come. He looks like the underside of an elephant. Like he's got all these rolls. He's not a fat guy, but he's got like 14 chins and he's just, his skin is so tan and so rough and so tough. It's just like aged leather. I mean, it's incredible. And he's got this New York accent and he, so a couple, maybe a month ago, he's always doing these lives and he is always has some kind of drink in his hand. And he's like,
I mean, I like this guy. Yeah,
I'll show him to you. Yeah. You might like everything he says, but I'm a kindred spirit.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's like, it's your boy, Dave, and I'm here at Vinny's on 4th. And Vinny's on 4th makes the best tagabagoo. You know, and he's like, but you gotta get a good classic anticlassico also. And he's like, I'm fucking smashed. I'm drunk and I'm saying, Happy America Day to all the patriots. I can't wait to get out of this fucking country with all the fucking communists, goddammit. And I'm going to spend a week in, in French Polynesia. I'm going to spend a month in French Polynesia. I can't wait till I get there. So then fast forward to a couple weeks later. He's waking up in the morning. He's got his man bikini on. He's out on some patio, some overlooking the beautiful whatever, wherever the
French
fuck he is.
French Polynesia.
Yeah, the Pacific Ocean or whatever. And he's like, it's another day in French Polynesia. Look at me. Hey, oh, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to get some pussy. I'm going to get a look at some titties and we're going to party the night away. Fast forward to later on in the day. Now he's really fucking smashed. I mean, he's like, there are at least three under 27-year-old girls standing on a booth at an outdoor restaurant, like a beautiful outdoor restaurant, DJ playing in the background. I mean, DJ playing in the background.
Drop the beat.
And he's like, this is what fucking America should be. This is why I'm running for the mayor of New York. Get your dick out and your pussies out and let's party. Yeah. Hey, baby. He's like licking some girl's leg. He's like, he's like, I fucking love it. It's all French Polynesia. I can stay here for the rest of my life. You know what I'm saying? Fast forward to the next morning. He's hungover. Oh, man. I'm telling you, I fucking hit it hard last night. I got to take a day off. It's your boy. And God love you. I love all my peoples out there, all my fans out there. He keeps calling them fans or followers, but all my fans out on Insta, I love you. Mwah, mwah, mwah. I'm gonna get a little hair of the dog and I'll take it easy today. Fast forward to 4 hours later, he's like, I think I just took some ecstasy. I'm here with my boy Gian. Gian's from Ireland. Look at him. And I got to look at this girl. She's so hot. She's going to give me a blowjob later. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to work it. You know what I'm saying? He is everywhere. I don't know what
You've
he does
got
for
to
a living.
Show me this account.
I will show you.
I yes. want to follow him now.
I do not know who the guy is. He popped onto my algorithm. I instantaneously followed him based on one reel because I was like, this guy right here. Now, I don't like all the colorful language. And obviously, he's from a different time in a different place where he doesn't think of women like maybe I do. But anyway, whatever. Okay. I take it on face value that there are people from a different time in a different place. And it doesn't seem like he's like assaulting anybody. It just seems like he's got very crass language, you know? Yeah. But to be fair, he's crass language about everything.
Yeah.
And then just all the admission of drug use and alcohol and hangovers and I'm fucked and I'm smashed and I'm on a yacht and look at all the assholes around here. And I'm not talking about, you know, like you're an asshole. I'm talking about assholes, the kind you screw. You know what I'm talking about? Meanwhile, when his head shakes, his wig goes the other direction. It's not glued on correctly. Oh man, I'm telling you,
that's what we want to be.
Well, similar. minus all the degrading things. Some of the attitudes and attitudes and language. But yes, that's what I want to be. I want to be. Hey, I'm in the French Polynesia.
You can just wear the old Teresa Caputo.
That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna get an old costume wig and just wear it out. And who fucking cares? I'm fucked up. I don't care.
Yeah.
Despite all his musings, I highly doubt he's getting a blowjob from anybody, let alone these girls. But, you know, he probably tells them he's the mayor of New York. Yeah. And they're all like, I don't know. You know, they live in French Polynesia. What do they know? I don't know who the mayor of French Polynesia is. How do they know who the mayor of New York is? I don't know. But I'm telling you what, it's fucking awesome. It is like, it's a kindred spirit. You want to be that lively and that loose and that out of control, because that's the time to do those things.
Maybe we need to get your mom a wig. And maybe that would make her like kind of turn morph into a different person.
My mom's got wigs.
QVC ones.
Oh, she's got a bunch of QVC wigs. And I'm telling, the other day, my youngest, we were over there, we were setting up her apartment, and, you know, Grandma Kiki. And then my youngest walks out of her bathroom with one of the wigs on. And I'm like, take that off your fucking head right now. Take that off your head, please. She thought it was the funniest. She was like laughing. She's like, and I'm like, get that off, please. You're freaking me out, kid. You're freaking me out.
Oh, yes. You have to laugh or you will cry during these times.
That's it. That's it. So anyway, we'll have my mom on in a couple days, actually. I told her we'd give her a call.
Please, we'll I would love to check in.
I'll let you hear it for yourself.
Yeah.
I'll let you hear it for yourself. Oh, good times. Good times indeed. I'm telling you, 82, 83, fill me full of narcotics. Send me off to French Polynesia on some yacht. Yeah. Oh, I want to talk about that yacht that sunk.
Oh, God.
Did you hear about that?
Yeah, man. I know. I've been reading about it.
Oh, God. I mean, it's just
awful.
Yeah, but that guy, he like beat the federal government.
And they're celebrating.
Yeah, they were celebrating, but like all three people that were on trial have all died in like the last 2 days of natural weird occurrences. One guy got hit by a car.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's really weird. It's really strange.
That is strange.
I don't believe in that kind of stuff, but I'm kind of like, oh, three of them?
Right.
Three of them? All right, come down to Florida and see us right outside the Villages.
Yes.
Yes.
Can we make a detour into the Village as we drive to?
It's in Orlando.
Where we're going.
Yeah, we'll go. All right. Dania Beach Improv on the 24th of September. Get your tickets now. On the 25th, we'll be at the Bone, the Funny Bone in Orlando. We'll be at the Funny Bone in Orlando on the 25th. Your tickets are available on the website. On the show notes, we have links to it. On the websites of those two places, of those two venues, you can go there, buy them directly. And on our Instagram, link in bio, as they would say. Link in bio.
Yep.
So please, go buy your tickets. And if you're going to go, let us know. 212-433-3822. That's 212-433-3TCB. We would love to see you. You can also text us questions, comments, concerns, content ideas. We would love to hear them. Ask Brian's mom, ask TCB. You know how it goes. Please do us a favor. Go to tcbpodcast.com. The aforementioned links to the tickets are there. You can also hear all the audio, watch all the video, and learn more about Chrissy and I. Plus, get your free TCB sticker. Hit the contact us button. Give us your physical address. We'll send you a sticker. No problem. No muss, no fuss. We'll get it right off to you. At the commercial break on Instagram, TCB Podcast on TikTok, and youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Ooh. Okay, Chrissy. I guess that's all I can do for today.
I think so.
I'll tell you that I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.